This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump is due in court on Tuesday afternoon, he says. He's been indicted in the classified documents investigation. How's he taking the news? His lawyer, James Trustee, on ABC's Good Morning America.
President Trump, this won't be a news flash. He's a pretty resilient guy. He's a pretty tough-hided person. So he's not, crumbling in fear or anything remotely like that. He's upset by the notion of this indictment.
Republicans and Democrats are reacting to the news of Donald Trump's indictment. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
While Republicans accuse the federal government of political persecution, House Democrats say Donald Trump's indictment is an affirmation of the U.S. justice system. Representative Adam Schiff tweets that Trump should be treated like any other lawbreaker. Representative Jerry Nadler of New York says he's grateful to live in a nation where no man is above the law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
If you're one of the millions wrestling with that bad air quality from the wildfires in Canada, President Biden has some advice.
It's very important that affected communities listen to the guidance of their state and local officials from this point forward. To keep up to date on the air quality in real time, go to the app that we provide. It's called airnow.gov. And check on one another.
President Biden yesterday, the air quality in many parts of the East Coast has been sending asthma sufferers to hospitals, delaying flights and postponing ball games. It even pushed back a White House Pride Month celebration. Three people reportedly wounded in Russia after a drone strike in a city near the border with Ukraine. New agreement, GM's electric vehicles will be able to use much of Tesla's charging network beginning next year. Details of how customers would gain access are still being worked out. This is AP News. Now, ChatGPT. The AP's Ben Thomas with this story.
A couple of New York lawyers are in trouble after they say they were led astray by ChatGPT. The two lawyers say the artificial intelligence-powered chatbot invented reference to past court cases that they relied on in a filing in Manhattan federal court. They were looking for precedents to support a client's lawsuit against the Colombian airline Avianca for an injury occurred on a flight. ChatGPT suggested several cases they hadn't been able to find. The problem was some weren't real or involved airlines that didn't exist. While the lawyers apologized at a hearing, the judge seemed both baffled and disturbed and is now deciding whether to sanction the pair. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Dow gained 168 points yesterday. The S&P was up 26. The Nasdaq rose 133 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.